make a great war. There wasn't no war. It made them out of great.
Yeah. What kind of fences you got now?
Well, a bar fence, barbed wire fences.
Yeah, any other kind?
No, I've got a little woven wire around my hog lots. Just yeah. Use barbed wire now.
You got to dig holes for the...
post.
Yeah.
Take fire, post old diggers, dig yeah. holes.
Yeah. Did you have a... did you ever make any kind of things out of rock or stone?
Rock fences. Now, they made some rock fences. Huh. Just haul rock and rick them up along.
Yeah. What, Mr. What sort of things how'd you get your flour back in the old days?
Well, we made it out of that wheat. We sold wheat.
Yeah.
Well,
y'all made everything. Would you ever buy it at the store?
No, you couldn't get it back then. Way back, y'all, you couldn't hardly buy flour.
Well, what would sugar come in?
Well, sir, now, I'll tell you what. Now, they'd always get a little sugar from town. And now salt, they used to have to go to St. Gerdo.
Cape Gerdo.
Cape Gerdo to get salt.
That's what they always saying.
They'd weigh that
Cape
stuff.
They the what? Cape
Girada.
Cape Girada.
She said.
Cape Girada. Yeah, I've heard of that town.
Yeah.
Down south of here.
I have.
And that's where they got salt.
Yeah, what'd you have to season things with?
Salt.
Salt and pepper?
Uh-huh, salt. That's what they seasoned it with.
Yeah.
Seasoned bread.
Did,
anything cooked.
Where did sugar come in when you bought it?
In paper sacks. Yeah. They'd get hit in.
They'd weigh it out?
Yeah, they weighed it out.
You bought it, they sold it?
Uh-huh, at the store. I've got the scoop over there that they dip sugar up with and put in a sack. A little metal scoop. I've got one over there in the shop. And I've got one they dip coffee up and pour it in a sack to weigh it.
How would sugar come when they bought, it would come in a what?
Come in a sack.
It'd come in a 100-pound sack, just like cottonseed meal.
Oh, it would?
Yeah.
And they'd scoop it up out of that?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever get molasses in anything?
Had molasses in barrels.
Wooden barrels.
Yeah. Or metal, they come in that big kind of a metal.
No, I never
gum
seen,
or a stamp.
I never seen any metal now. They'd all come in.
Lard might come in.
Well, now it could have. But now, molasses, they had wooden barrels.
What did run around in them to keep the staves in place?
Well, they had braces around it.
Hooks. Yeah.
Yeah, they like you have a bale of cotton gin.
Yeah.
These ties, they had that where you slip around them barrels. Staves, they call it.
Yeah. And nails came in a...
Well, the nails, they were square.
Yeah. And they came in a what?
They come in a keg.
In a wooden keg, uh-huh. Right, yeah. I've seen them. My goodness.
But the nails was all square. And back before them nails come in, they made the wooden pegs, putting them logs to hold them down. Take them, brace them bit, board holes in them.
Yeah. Your log house, how would they fit the wood together?
They'd notch it.
Notch it?
Notch it down. Right. Lay a log down, notch it, lay another down, notch it, lay one, just go right on up.
And did you have something over the outside of the house?
Yeah, had lumber around it then. A lot of them didn't have. Now, our log cabin up yonder, it ain't got nothing around it now. We got one at Hardy's.